NPRX. This is the Moth Radio Hour. I'm Jay Allison, producer of this radio show, and we have a special for you dedicated to your public radio station that brings you the Moth each and every week. Our first story comes from Abhishek Shaw. He told it at a Boston Story Slam, our open mic style competition. The theme of the night was do-over. Here's Abhishek Shaw.
So I graduated at a very good time, which was in 2008. The peak of recession. And I was on a student visa, and I had 1 year to find a job or I would be get outsourced. Or deported back to my country. So I had no option but to find a job. And I tried all the options. I went tried like any place I can get an interview. And after a lot of hard work, I finally got a call for an interview. Now it was really tough, you know, because I had to all get dressed up and wear formals instead of t-shirt. And pants instead of jeans. Like, I didn't even know how to iron my clothes, so I decided to buy a new suit for my interview. But it came with a 14-day return policy, so I had planned that I'd return it the next day after my interview. So I wanted to make sure that the interview goes perfectly, because I didn't want it to screw up my interview. So I made sure that everything is perfect. Like, my interview was here in Boston, so I learned everything about the football team, about the hockey team, and the women ice skating team. Like, everyone, I made sure. I even Googled, like, how to shake hands like a man. Because I didn't want to leave anything up to anyone. I just want to make sure that everything is perfect and I get the job. So I went for the interview, and there were like four interviews, and there were like first three interviews was by the colleagues, and the fourth interview was the most important interview, which was by my future manager. So I gave all the first three interviews. I talked about weather and football team and everything. And I made sure that I impress everyone. And then I went to the fourth interview, and by this time I was very confident that I'll get the job. And he asked me all the questions, I answered it, and he looked very impressed, and I was very confident that I have this job. And then he said, let's go for a lunch. So I was like, okay, yeah, let's go for a lunch, because I know how to use fork and knife. I know how to put handkerchief, you know, while sitting. I made sure that I knew everything. But as soon as we went there, it was a sushi restaurant. And I did not learn how to use a chopsticks. I was like, how do we use, like, I have never used chopsticks in my life. And he was like a pro. He was eating rice with chopsticks. So I was like, what do I do? I have no time. So I just decided that I'll just observe him. And he had also brought the HR people, and there were like other colleagues as well. So we were all there for the lunch, and I was just observing everyone on how they were using chopsticks. And any time I get like really tensed up, I would always say one Mississippi, two Mississippi, and three Mississippi for some reason. Because that always helps me to calm down. And I remember we all got our lunch. I had tofu, and I was only concentrating like from the ball to my mouth. I just want to make sure that nothing falls off the chopsticks. Like, I was so concentrated on that at one point my manager was talking that we had lost $3 million last quarter. And I was like, mm-hmm, nice. So I went into, like, I ate the first tofu. It went directly in my mouth perfectly. Then second one, one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi. And one after another, I ate and I started gaining confidence. And just when I was at the last tofu, it came here and the chopsticks flipped. And the tofu went up in the air. And the wasabi sauce got detached like the satellite detaches from the rocket. And then the tofu did four somersaults in the air. And it was going to land on the chicken soup where my manager was eating. So I thought, let me take it before it falls there. But by mistake, I hit this chicken soup. And the whole soup fell on his clothes. So there was like a complete silence. And then I was like, sorry? And I know I had messed up everything because the next time I was like, oh, this chopsticks, this... And I realized that I have now messed up the whole interview. I knew that I had messed up because the rest of the conversation while we were going back to the interview room, anything I said, he was like, mm-hmm. That's all he said every time. So I knew I had messed up my interview, but I wanted to make sure that I don't lose this opportunity because I had got it like after a lot of hard work. So I wanted to make sure that I don't miss the opportunity. So while I was waiting in my interview room for like the last interview, he came in the interview room, and before he could say anything, I was like, give me one more opportunity. I'll confirm two things. One, I'll never have sushi with you again. And second thing, I can bring a lot to the table and I can offer a lot of things. And he was like, okay, what can you offer? I was like, well, I can bring diversity in your group. And all your clients are from India, so I can talk to them in my local language and we can really work this out. So he said, we'll think about it, but you have to give me $3.50. I was like, why? He was like, well, I have to laundry my shirt and my pants and also dry clean it. I was like, well, I don't have $3.50. He was like, well, don't worry. Bring it when you come here on your first day of your job. Thank you.
That was Abhishek Shah. Abhishek was born and brought up in India and moved to the United States a couple of years ago. He lives in Quincy, Massachusetts with his wife and baby. The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX. We hope you will take time in the next few minutes to support your public radio station.